Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
We're all around children at some point in life. You know, even if you're at a restaurant and there's a kid at the table beside you, and sometimes kids annoy you.
Sometimes.
Often. I found this quote that was written by a psychologist, and it was a game changer for me.
Well, you're around my daughter a lot.
Yes, so it's changed my perspective on when kids are being annoying.
Okay.
So the quote says, every time you think of calling a kid attention-seeking, consider changing that thought to maybe they're trying to connect, connection-seeking, and see how your perspective changes.
Or they're having an extreme sugar rush and don't know how to handle it.
But I think you can tell when kids are having a sugar rush compared to when they just want attention from anyone around them. And I think if you're a teacher or an auntie, uncle, parent, it can change and open your heart to new relationships with your students and your family. Because in those moments where you can tell a kid just wants attention, like say you're a teacher and there's a kid in your class, this kid will not sit down until you tell them to, like for the fifth time, and it's like they just want attention or to feel a connection with someone or to feel seen.
Or they're a jerk.
Or they're annoying. Okay,
yeah.
Way to ruin my quote.
Well, there's a few of those that you're like, okay. Yeah, are they connection seeking? Or are they just a turd?
But maybe they're not getting attention,
loving attention
in other areas of their life. So just be a bit more patient.
Yeah, or like after the first time you ask them, walk over to sit down, walk over and say, here's your connection, little man.
I see you.
And then push them into the chair. I see you.
I see you. We all see you. No, and we hear you.
It's a really good tip. When I think back at different times where I've thought that of my daughter, they're like, okay, it's truly just like it's when I'm on my phone or, you know, when I'm busy cooking.
Well, think back to your childhood. When you were at your most annoying stage, was that when your parents were a bit too busy to pay attention to you?
Yes.
Odds are yes.
100% yes.
So again, I'm going to read this quote. Every time you think of calling a kid attention-seeking this year, consider changing it to connection-seeking and see how your perspective changes.
Awesome.
Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
This is a good one today.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Listener Wojtek submitted this one. Happened to his mom. Mother-in-law, sorry. She works at the hospital and sometimes does night shifts. During those shifts, they allow the workers a couple hours of sleep in a designated room. Typically, she's been able to sleep with nothing out of the ordinary, except for this one night when she started hearing the distant laughter of a little girl. As the laughter continued, it kept getting clearer and closer.
No. Nuh-uh.
She then felt and saw her blanket lift up slightly, popped up, looked back at the bed, and something created a child-size indent on the mattress.
No.
The last straw was when she felt two small cold hands on the back of her neck.
That's enough.
And a slight whisper that said,
can you see me?
You made that part up.
No, I didn't. That's when she had enough and ran out. I would have quit my job.
I'm out. Next time I cut myself...
from that one.
Next time I cut myself, I'm not going to the hospital. I'm using super glue.
Why would you cut yourself?
Like, you know, an emergency. I'm not going.
Oh, like you mean like by accident.
I just don't want to go.
You made it sound like you end up in the hospital a lot yourself.
Sorry, I should have said next time I injure myself, break my arm. Staying home.
That's better wording, yeah.
Edmonton's best music, Ryder and Lisa.
2019, let's get a little more woke. What's the creepiest thing that guys do that they don't seem to think is creepy? 780-784-7107.
I don't get catcalled anymore, which is great.
Do you think the catcalling thing, like, is there part of you, just serious question, that's like a little bit disappointed that it doesn't happen anymore? Or is it just like always feels awful?
It's the worst.
It is. Yeah, I watched a couple videos online of like girls, it was dads watching their daughters get cat called, like via video.
Yeah.
And just they were so rattled that's what their daughters had become in the eyes of these strangers, was just a piece of meat, which wasn't the case.
Catcalling has affected women so negatively, mm-hmm. to the point where yesterday I sold my winter tires from my old car on Kijiji, and I knew it was a man coming to pick them up. And I was wearing a sweater, but it was kind of a V-neck. And I was like, oh, I better put a hoodie on and a toque. And I literally changed my outfit so I wouldn't look at all attractive for someone I didn't even know what they looked like, who they were as a person. And that's really sad.
Totally.
Because he was the nicest guy. Like,
right.
So nice. But in my mind, I'm like, I have to protect myself in this mm-hmm. moment.
You could do the old Doritos and caramel macchiato too.
Yes. Okay. So ladies, if you ever want to terrify another human, you just have to eat that. Cool Ranch Doritos, caramel macchiato, and then just breathe like a dragon.
Worst breath.
It's like an industrial garbage bin set on fire.
She has it every weekend. 780-784-7107. We got one of your friends on the phone who dealt with something creepy that the other guy involved in the story probably didn't think was creepy. What happened?
Yeah, I guess when they use your work email to send you sexy messages on LinkedIn.
So, like, out of the blue, never met this guy, connected on LinkedIn, thought maybe, you know,
Work together one day.
You could utilize each other's careers to help boost. That's what LinkedIn's all about.
Yep.
Instead, he decided to write you a very long-winded message.
Yeah, I guess he thought that connecting on a professional level meant that we were going to connect on a personal level. So he messaged me from his personal email to my work email and basically just said that I was his soulmate.
Okay, so what's your next move there?
My next move?
Yeah. When's the first
probably
date?
Block his email, burn my house down, move to Mexico.
Creepy things dudes do without even knowing they're creepy. 780-784-7107.
Samantha texted in saying, there's a guy at work who found out I was going to the gym. He then proceeded to tell me my body is nice, and guys like him like a girl with meat on their bones. Cool, didn't ask for your opinion on me getting healthier, but thanks.
Especially at work. Like, that makes it even worse.
Your body's great.
If you're thinking about commenting on a woman's physical appearance and you're at work, just stop. Stop yourself and do not do it.
Change the sentence, even if you're halfway through it. You know what, Lisa? You have a great hairline.
No, that's even part of it.
That's not good either. You have a great looking lunch.
All right, we got one of our favorite... one of our favorite listeners, Rachel, who listens online from Cranbrook, BC, joining us here. She's got a story about an ice cream cone gone wrong.
I was having lunch and this super creepy guy walked in, and so I already kind of noticed him. But I was sitting in a spot in McDonald's that everyone could see, and I already hate eating in public to begin with. And I'm licking my cone and I'm just kind of like watching the hockey game. And you know how you can like see or feel eyes on you?
Mm-hmm.
I look over and this guy had picked up his chair and turned it around so he had full, perfect view of me licking my soft serve. Now, let me tell you something. I have waited for that soft serve ice cream cone since August. That set of soft serve ice cream cone is 7 points, and I was going to enjoy that damn cone. And I don't care if you are watching, but now I'm like, do I turn? No, I bit that whole tip right off. If you're going to watch.
So while he's watching you eat your ice cream cone, you looked him in the eye and then bit the tip off?
Like, the whole, like, I'm talking, I got, don't watch me.
You're a champion.
So, a McDonald's ice cream cone on, is that Weight Watchers points?
Yeah.
7 points, cool. Hey?
So this morning I weighed in, I've lost 60 pounds.
Yes. Wow.
Okay, so, yeah, right?
I can't believe this guy ruined your first ice cream cone experience.
I should have shoved it straight in his face.
Yeah, I have a question, though, that I've been thinking this whole story.
What?
They have TVs that you can watch the hockey game at McDonald's? Why am I spending so much at the bar?
I don't know. You need to come to Cranbrook and come hang out and watch McDonald's TV with me. I will watch it.
It is time for Flower Shop Friday, one of our most polarizing segments. You either get very anxious while listening to it or just love it.
Or, and also today, polarizing thing happening here in Edmonton, the strike for climate action. Greta Thunberg is in Edmonton and will be walking to the legislature starting at 11 a.m.
Counter protests expected. Let's just hope everybody is safe and respects each other's opinions, as everybody just wants to be heard right now, right? All right, so we're going to send some flowers to Greta.
Good morning, Forrest.
Pretty good, thanks. You?
Good.
Just wondering if you could fill out a card for me. I'm going to pop in a little later.
Okay, what's the card?
Greta.
Okay.
I would love to send you some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid you'd be sad they were pulled from the ground.
Okay.
Do you actually just have seeds?
No, we do not. Mm. We're fresh cut flowers only.
Like, oh, you cut them?
No, they're fresh flowers.
Yeah, you cut them though?
We don't grow them ourselves. They come in from our growers.
Oh, on a truck?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Flower Shop, Flower Shop, Flower Shop Friday.
Friendship Friday, where we invite our friends in and just let them chill out, drink coffee with us. The main reason we do it is because they normally bring coffee. Today's guest didn't.
So
I'm not even sure I want to give him airtime.
Huge fail. Just kidding.
Local comedian Ben Baus in the house. Did I say all that right?
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Benny Baus. That is a great stage name, I will say.
Yeah, so, I've heard that. It's pretty good.
Big ups.
That and the voice? Come on.
Yes. So, Benny, we actually met you when we were out trying stand-up for the first time, out and about in the city, and you're on the local comedy scene often. And
we bonded over our daughters. We're both single dads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And we have like similar paths. We're both hardcore dads.
That's right. Yeah, man. You got to be a cool dad nowadays. How old's your daughter again?
Seven.
Mine's 12. So, you know, good luck. But yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's fun when they get to that age and they're starting to learn stuff. And my daughter and I went to the tattoo expo, and I'm filling out the form to get a tattoo from a buddy of mine. And the guy who runs the place where you sign in,
mm-hmm.
he looks at my daughter and he's like, "Oh, are you getting a tattoo as well?"
Trying to be funny.
And this is how funny my kid is. She looks at me, gives me a wink, and is like, "Yeah, I'm getting Wu-Tang on my face."
Awesome.
The guy's freaking out, right? He looks at me. I'm like, "Man, it's her face, man. I don't know."
Parental. Yeah, there you go. You have a tattoo as well because of your daughter.
Yeah, she designed my tattoo. It's real hardcore. It says, "Love." Badass, right?
Like L-U-V? Or...
No, we spelled it right.
Oh, that's good. Is it on your butt?
On my arm.
Okay.
Hardcore.
Super hardcore.
So tomorrow night, we're jumping up with you. You're hosting a really cool concept where anybody that's in the crowd logs onto an app and gets to decide when they're done with a comedian. It's intimidating as hell.
It is. It's a new kind of concept in a comedy show. The app is designed by an Alberta comic here, so it's an Alberta-made app, an Alberta-made concept.
Cool.
And, it's a really neat thing, and we're hoping it really catches on. So the people at Connor's out in St. Albert are pretty excited. I'm hoping to fill the joint.
And that's Connor's Irish Pub.
On St. Albert Trail there. And, it's pretty cool because the audience, you get feedback on your material in real time.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrifying.
That sounds... Imagine going up there. And you're ready to kill it. And then all of a sudden, the whole crowd within 30 seconds is like, nah, next.
Well,
that's how, you know, the pub does well. Because then you go to the bar and then you do six shots.
You need them. Are you going to get up with us?
Yeah, I'll probably get up with you.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Hey. Right on.
So come check that out tomorrow night. What time does it get rolling? 8?
8:30 start, yeah.
All right, get a good seat. Be there by 8. We'll
there
see you
go.
Then. We want to do overrated, underrated, which is a segment where we put something up that people are talking about a lot. And we either shut it down or give it some love.
Today is food edition.
I'd like to start with like Bandera bread or garlic fingers.
Underrated.
No, terribly overrated.
What?
Think about it. It's pizza crust.
No.
That's it. It's pizza crust with garlic on it. Right on. Sorry, I'd rather have this with sauce and meat and cheese on it.
You get the meat sauce on the side. It's got the Parmesan on it.
Well, yeah, then you, if you have to dip it in something else, it's overrated. It's true.
You're offending ranch lovers everywhere.
Okay, Ben, you've got an underrated.
Underrated, I think, in light of yesterday, a special day we had yesterday here in Canada. Edibles, man.
All right.
Oh, yes, edibles are legal as of yesterday.
Now it's cool. All you people out there on antidepressants, get rid of those. Get a cookie in you. Come on.
For two reasons. Because cookies are good.
Yes.
And because maybe it'll help. And
yeah, you know, for the medicinal, you know, qualities.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Just know your dosage.
We'll put that on the list.
Ryder, you had a friend that ate a cookie thinking it was just a regular cookie.
I think she ate all of them and ended up in the hospital thinking she was having a heart attack. So let's just be careful with those.
PSA.
Yeah. Do your research first. But thank you, Ben. We will put those on the underrated list.
Love it.
Not for the little ones.
Not for the little ones. You're right. Keep them up top in the cupboard.
Lisa, yours. Overrated or underrated?
I'm going with overrated today.
Okay.
Places where you cook your own food. Listen, I am not here to work.
Like a kitchen?
Fondue.
Oh, restaurants.
Restaurants. Like, when I get food poisoning there, I can't sue them because I'm the one that's cooking the chicken. Korean hot pots, Vietnamese salad rolls where you roll it yourself, they always fall apart. Like, I came here because I didn't want to be in the kitchen. So I think those are overrated.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Places that you cook your own food.
Not interested.
So that is overrated. Bandera bread / garlic fingers, overrated.
You're wrong, though. You're wrong about that one.
That's enough. It was my submission today, and edibles underrated. This is going to be a heavy conversation, and I think one that needs to be had. We have Ben Baus in the house, who's hosting our comedy night that we're going to tomorrow.
Yes, Connor's Pop.
Our comedy night, not quite. Your comedy night.
Yes.
It's the first Cyber Gong show here in Edmonton. Cyber Gong YEG. Check us out.
Yeah. So Connor's Pub, St. Albert Trail. You in the audience will have the app available and you can kick the comedians off the stage if you're like, you're boring, next. And I think that's really interesting.
But here is the conversation. You got in trouble by a barista the other day.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I went back to Saskatoon to do a show, and after the show, ended up, you know, having a couple wobbly pops after, sleeping on another comic's couch, get up in the morning, bust out for a coffee, had to use the washroom really bad, so I kind of hustled into Starbucks and just walked by the girl preparing the coffee and was like, hey, where's the washroom, darling? And she looked at me and was like, it's over there, and I am not your darling.
Also, it's only for customers.
I felt so horrible after and actually took the time to be like, no, it was just a coin of phrase, like I didn't mean anything.
Right.
But we want to ask, especially for people in the service industry, is any nickname or cutesy name appropriate anymore? Because we've definitely learned that, like, toots is off the table, which used to be used a lot.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, there's some borderline ones. Hun.
Yeah.
Thanks, hun. Are you allowed to?
Lisa, you spent a lot of time in the service industry.
Every time a customer was
friendly and was not trying to be rude and called you a cute nickname like sweetie, what?
I hated it.
Yeah.
It didn't matter who it was. It's just you turn your back to grab the beer for them or whatever and you roll your eyes. Like, come on.
All right, so we should just get rid of them.
Yeah.
Get rid of nickname. Nice work, Ben.
Yeah nice like, one, Benny Baus.
Insensitive.
Remember the name, Benny Baus.
Good job, honey.
So, yeah, quick poll on the text sign from ladies, if you're listening, do you hate it? Are you okay with it? Maybe some people are like, who cares? It doesn't matter.
Are there any that are acceptable, too? Like, ma'am? No, that makes him sound old.
Okay, yeah. I was called ma'am in a bar bathroom once from a group of 18-year-old girls, and I felt ancient. They're like, they were having a conversation near the door, and I was trying to get through, and one of them's like, stop the conversation, and they're like, oh, guys, move out of the way. Sorry, ma'am.
Oof.
Go through. I was like, excuse you. I'm in my early 20s. Thank you very much. I'm 29.
Well, and even the miss or misses is tough because you don't know their marital status. So, I mean, unless everybody starts wearing name tags, we've got a bit of an issue here.
This is the thing. If you're not wearing a name tag, then I feel like, you know, you might get hun. You might get darling.
Or, excuse me, do you know where the bathroom is? Barista? Like, I don't know if that's much better. We're talking names right now, though. Let's finish this up.
Yeah, because Benny called a barista
Darlin,
and she scolded did not him. Like it. And so we're discussing, like, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. A lot of opinions rolling in on the text line. Natalia wrote in saying, there's nothing worse than when another woman calls me hun, especially when they're younger than you. You're like, come on. You know, so it can go both ways.
Well, and we said we felt bad for people in the service industry and got a couple texts saying the only time I get called these lovey nicknames that I feel uncomfortable with are by servers. But what are servers supposed to do? If they asked, like, hey, what's your name? I'd tell them to mind their own business.
Oh, yeah, it's true. And there's a lot of guys texting and saying it goes both ways. Like, my Todd wrote in saying every time I go through the drive-thru, the woman working calls me sweetie. Probably doesn't like that.
Well,
so do we just get rid of that word unless it's your spouse or your kid or your grandma? Wait, I would never call my grandma sweetie.
Invent something new. We got to invent something new that has to catch on.
You had a good suggestion a few minutes ago.
Yeah, just call everybody homie from now on, right?
Yeah.
Hey, homie. Oh, non-binary guy, girl, doesn't matter what you are or who you like to bang. Homie's good.
Yeah.
Sales guy Mike wrote in saying, I just say, hey, you with the face, and then you're always right. Unless they don't have a face, and then that's a ghost.
Or what if we came up with, like, just call everybody the wrong name moving forward. Just take a guess. Be like, hey, Joanne, right? We got Kat on the phone. What do you think of that?
I'd rather be called a different name than have people call me sweetie or hun.
Right.
You're not my family. It's kind of creepy.
All right. So that's what I'm going with. You're going to go with homie.
Homie.
Lisa, have you decided yet?
Yeah, I'm going to just start calling people different names. So thank you for listening to our show. This is Roger and Leanne in the morning, and this is our guest, Kyle.
Edmonton Women's Show this weekend. You're going to be there, Lisa, and you might be there to meet Lisa if you win this contest. You have to guess 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 for how many of the 5 questions Lisa's going to ask me that are, you know, most females will know the answer to. Most guys won't.
Yep. So how many do you think Ryder will get right?
Let's go, girls.
I want you to finish these lyrics, Ryder.
Okay.
So here's a story from A to Z.
You want to get with me, you better touch your knees.
You got to listen carefully.
Lily, mama says ain't nobody's all over there. Males in the house with the hair.
Next question, because that was wrong. What is Rihanna's makeup line called?
Oh, easy. Fenty.
That is correct.
Hey!
Fenty Beauty.
I thought it sounded too much like Venti from Starbucks. I was like, maybe. But anyway, all right. 1 for 2.
What would you call a haircut when the stylist cuts it straight across with scissors?
Bowl.
I want to accept that as an answer.
But?
Blunt.
Oh.
Does anyone think that bowl should be acceptable? That's really
funny.
We're
keeping it if we both agree.
It's funny. Okay, right. So you got 2 questions right so far. Good job.
Thank you.
What do women use in their hair when it's greasy and they don't have time to shower?
Toque.
No, a product.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, but a product.
That they use in their hair when what?
When they don't have time to shower. It's in an aerosol can.
Spray and shampoo.
It's called dry shampoo.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give that to you.
Okay. That's greasy, just like your hair today.
Hey.
Should have wore a toque.
I brought a hat. Name a team from Bring It On.
Oh, easy. The white girl team.
No.
We'll call them the Jaguars.
No. Uh-oh. Clovers or Toros? Come on, man. I sat down to watch that movie with Ryder's 7-year-old daughter, and I was like, this will be good for a 7-year-old. And then there's all these, like, sexual advanced scenes, and I'm like, next movie. It is not for children.
No, it's not. You can see that when it says 14A beside it, and she's half of that.
Correct.
I'm still a little upset about that one.
Okay, so you got Rihanna's makeup line correct. We're going to take bowl cut as an acceptable answer. Spray bottle shampoo.
Spray and shampoo. That was pretty good.
Oh, man.
Accept
no, it's
it.
Called dry shampoo.
Okay, fine.
So you got 2 answers right. Good job.
Thank you.
Good luck to everyone on the text line that guessed 2. You're qualified.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian-born, blended worldwide.